everyone, it's Jordan. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Lucky Dip podcast. If you're new here, every single week we hop onto the podcast. We talk lots of times about esports. We talk about gaming in general. Sometimes we talk a little bit about business. And the other main topic we always talk about is creativity and just life sometimes. You know, that's why this podcast is nice, because I can just sit down here and give you guys updates. We can talk about Cryus Gaming, which is the esports organization that I own. And we can just talk about creativity on YouTube. We can talk about just a lot of stuff, which is really awesome. This podcast is also available on all listening platforms. So if you're watching this on YouTube right now and you want to give it a listen and go for a walk, you can do so on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever else you find podcasts. And if you're listening and want to have a visual or want to put this on YouTube or whatever, that's also available on YouTube, just on my personal YouTube channel called Jordan Brenda. Link is in the description below for the listening platforms and for the visual one on YouTube. But today, we're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about half of it. It's going to be about Cryus Gaming and just a couple of updates with that. And then the other half is going to be about just personal creativity. So first thing that I want to say is that doing this split, like kind of half and half for the podcast episodes, works really well, because then I can have a bit of a longer episode if it goes that long. And also my technology doesn't really glitch out when I stop it around 20 minutes or at least 25 minutes for my video, and my audio just kind of keeps going. So that's why I kind of like have been doing this split, like sort of talk about two different topics. Maybe they're relating, maybe they're not super relating, but it's just like a longer episode. Anyways, that's just what I like to do and it works good. So that's what we're going to do today. And then before we get really into it, just as part of my intro that I had written down here, is just for the next little bit, I'm just going to focus on filming the podcast for now, the Lucky Dip podcast, on my main YouTube channel. That's all I'm going to really post on there for a little bit. And I'll go into details why in the second half of this podcast. I'm going to talk about creativity. But just know that if you're watching this right now, this is all that's going to be on the channel, the main channel, for the next little bit at least. And the second part to this is I'm using a new editing software, because my Adobe Creative Cloud subscription that I had for free for a year from school ended, and it is very expensive, and I paid for it for 4 years throughout university. And I'm like, at this point, I'm like, I have too much other stuff to pay for, and editing software is not worth it. So I'm trying to use DaVinci Resolve, which is free. Well, there's a free version, or it's like only a couple $100. It's a one-time purchase, and you can get the full suite, everything on it. But the free version's decent, and it's actually the one that a lot of professionals in the movie industry use for color grading and color correction and stuff. And it's one that I was recommended when I was still in university from one of my instructors. So I know that's really good software. It's just really hard moving from software when you've been using the same one for 4 years, and all of a sudden now you have to figure out a new one. So the only reason I'm saying that is because it might take a little bit of time for me to figure out how to use this, and I have to edit I have to sync the audio and stuff, and I don't even know how to do that on the new software. And I've used it for like one quick video. That's it. Like one super quick video. So I still don't really know anything about it, which is a little stressful, but it's okay. We'll figure it out. And then I have like a free audio software, although I think I can actually use DaVinci. I think it has a section for audio similar to like what Audition was, but I don't want to bore everybody if you've never heard of different editing softwares, or if you don't care, because I understand. I'm just saying that that's something that's currently on my mind, is I have to use this new editing software, and this is my first time recording the podcast and editing it. Well, not recording, my first time editing this podcast on the new software, so I'm really hoping that it all goes well, but I'm not entirely sure. Let's hop into it. The first half of this podcast, the first bit of this podcast, we're talking about Cryus Gaming. So if you're new to the podcast, I am a co-founder of Cryus Gaming, which is an esports organization. We have a Rocket League team that competes in a variety of events, by events, I mean tournaments, and also a variety of leagues as well. We also create content on YouTube, on TikTok, and I have some exciting announcements for that. So we're going to talk about that right now. Last week, I talked about issues with esports, and when I was listening back to the podcast, I realized that the thing that I was trying to say with, so last week with the associations, right, I kept saying like sometimes they don't feel like they want to work with us, or like, you know, this or that. And the part that I'm struggling to get out, that I couldn't frame in my brain at the moment until I listened back and I was like, oh, that's what I meant. So what I meant with these associations, they're all nonprofit, okay? We, on the other hand, as Christ Gaming, are for profit. So that's where it's a little bit of a difference, right? So these nonprofit associations, who are like the governing bodies and holding events and stuff, are doing it a little differently because they're nonprofit. So every bit of money they make and stuff, they put back into the business. I'm not exactly sure how it all works, but their main goal isn't to make money as individuals, right? Now, us as an esports organization, we are for profit, so we want to get sponsors, do this and that. Obviously, a lot of money is going to go back into the business, but like, I also want to make money. I want to pay my players. I want to pay the people who are part of our team. So money is a motivator for us. Obviously, as you can tell through the other 20 episodes of this podcast, and if you ever look at anything on Christ Gaming, we're passionate for gaming. There's no question about it. But we also want to do it for a living. That's like the different step, right? We want to do this as a full-time job eventually, like working in the industry or making money somehow doing it, or whatever the case is. So that's a bit of the difference, and I think that's a bit of the disparity. I hope that's the right word. A bit of the disparity between these nonprofits and us is because sometimes when we're talking with them and everything, they have a different viewpoint, or they might be more hesitant to work with us because they're doing it as a nonprofit and we're doing it to make money, right? So when they're holding events and everything, and they might not want to be as open to us. And I don't know if this is the truth. I don't know if this is actually why, but that just came to me when I was listening to the podcast. I'm like, oh, maybe it's because we're doing it for money, and that might make them think that we're only in it to be greedy or something, which is completely not true at all. But that's just a suggestion in my brain that I had. So maybe that's it. And that's an important distinction to make, is that, you know, nonprofit versus for profit. I still want to work with everybody. I'm still trying to build community. We're still trying to build esports. It's just, I also want to make some money from it personally and for the organization and for the people that work with me. So whatever. I still want to work with those guys because obviously we have to have events and whatnot. But just wanted to clarify what I was trying to say, but couldn't get my words around it. Now, the first part about this is some updates. We have some exciting updates on the Christ Gaming crew. So we've actually expanded a little bit and we have a solid group now. So what I was waiting to announce for the past month, and you know what we're all waiting for, is one of our players stepped down like a month ago, mutual decision, and we also never had solid coach or a solid sub or two. We'd always just, you know, have a couple of people who we could ask to sub in, but like when they would sub in, it wasn't like that, you know, synergy, you could say, as a team. That chemistry wasn't there as much, just because they didn't always play together or always practice together. So like, they knew who they were and everything. They played with them before, but it wasn't like they'd be in for replay reviews, or they'd be in for certain tournaments, or they'd be in for scrims or anything. It was just someone that they knew who played the game, and they'd say, hey, if our other player can't make it, can you please come in and play? And so they would never perform as well as they wanted to because the chemistry wasn't there if they had a sub. So what we just announced is we finally have a third player. So in Rocket League, there's three main players. So we have Zuki, who's our team captain, who's been on the team since the beginning. Gary, who's also been on the team since the beginning. Now we have Toonlunk as our official third. And the crazy part about this is when we first found our players, they played on a team called Team Cat Jam, just like that meme. It's just a cat bobbing his head. So that's what their team was called. And they played in the Canadian Esports Championship Series. And Toonlunk was the third. So it was Gary, Zuki, Toonlunk. And they won that entire thing undefeated. And, you know, Toonlunk, originally we were going to have on the team still, like back in May, but he didn't want to, you know, compete very much. Like he was kind of busy and like didn't feel like it. So we're like, hey, that's totally fine. So then we had P-Siffle, and, you know, it's kind of the same thing with P-Siffle. So then he stepped down, and then, you know, we were looking for a third for a long time, and we had a couple of really good options, and we met with them, and, you know, the team practiced with them and stuff. But then I don't really know how this happened. I probably have to ask Zuki or something, but like all of a sudden one day they're like, yeah, Toonlong's going to be our third. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I didn't even know he was playing with you guys at all, but I guess they just played. And, you know, since they played so much together for like a year prior to this and stuff, they just have that really good chemistry and they win a lot. I'll say that much. So, you know, we had to talk with Toonlong and we're trying to see if he'll be a bit more committed. Again, that doesn't mean that we're going to force him to do content. We're going to force him to always do replay reviews and stuff, but it's like, you know, play the game a bit, do some ranked with the guys, try to do some replay review when you can, and try to hop in for some scrims, right? So it's just trying to have that a bit more of that commitment and everything, which is awesome. And I mean, I think he'll do it. Again, if not, it's okay because we don't want to pressure anybody to do it. So if he's like, you know what, actually this isn't working out, then we'll filter in another third because we have a few options going forward, which is really nice as well. So yeah, that's the first announcement. We have our official third, which is Toonlunk. So the whole Cat Jam team is complete. And now they are under us, Cryus Gaming, and made some tweets. The tweets did really, really well on social media, which is great. And yeah, so that's the first part. The second part is that we have an official sub now. His name is Django, and he's really good. He's actually playing as a third with Zuki and Gary in the Blackline Championship Series, and they're doing pretty good so far. So he's going to be our official sub. So he's already played with the guys a lot. He's played in scrims with them sometimes. He's played in tournaments. So that chemistry is already built a little bit, which is a really important factor, as I mentioned before, because if you don't have that chemistry, even if they're all good players, you just don't know exactly what the other players are going to do or the other player. So sometimes it throws off your game. So having Django as like our official sub is awesome. And yeah, he's going to be scrimming and also playing in some tournaments, right? Because for the leagues, you basically have to stick with your main roster unless someone can't make it. But in tournaments, you can play with like usually anybody you want. So it's typically Gary and Zuki, and then they either play with Toonlunk or Django or a different player, whatever the case is. But we're trying to get them to say, hey, you know what? Like if you guys are going to play, play with like a mixture of the people who are a part of Cryus, so that way you're always playing with the similar people, right? So you could play maybe not even with Gary 1 week. If you're Zuki, you could play with Django and Toonlunk or, you know, whatever the case is. But just kind of mixing it up with the players who are part of Cryus, right? That way you're always building the chemistry, you're always playing together, and the more you play, the better you're going to get. Build up the team, work on your mechanics, work on mostly your rotations, and playing as a team, right? Because at the end of the day, it is a team game, and you have to be in position, you have to do this and that, and also individually you have to hit your shots, basically. You have to do that too. So yeah, so we have an official sub, and we also have an official coach slash second sub named Lemon. So he's done coaching before. And all these people, by the way, are from the Manitoba Rocket League server, the Discord server that I was talking about last week, how everybody we keep finding is from that server because that's where all of the players in Manitoba who are good at the game are. It's like their own little community. So that's where all these guys are from, is from that server. So they're all Manitoba-based, which is also good because, like I mentioned previously, the Canadian Esports Championship Series, which we will be competing in, could potentially have a couple of LAN events which are in person, which would mean they're in the same room. And if they all live in the same province, it's very easy for them to go to that. So I know I was complaining before because I'm like, there's no events out here or anything. But the only event that there could potentially be in person is in Manitoba, which is where all of our players are. So we're trying to keep them all in the same place for players at least, so they can all go to Manitoba or go to Winnipeg rather and play because they're all close. So then it just makes it a lot easier. It means that our full team can actually play together. And it would just suck because I don't know if I'd be able to go or Alex might not be able to go, but he is from Manitoba, so he might, you know, be able to rip down there. But yeah, so everybody's from Manitoba, which works out well for our players. You know, I want to build up more people in Alberta and everything, maybe as subs or maybe as just content creators or just people helping us build the business side, just so that way we have people we can work with in person as well. But we technically right now don't need to be in person with our players. It would just be great if I was in person with Alex again, or if I was in person with a content creator so we can film a lot of content. Because our players, you know, they can film content with us if they want. Like, we'll have them in videos, but that's not like a big obligation because their main thing to focus on is competing, right? We want them to be a really solid team and then start to build that content as we get going. But that's kind of like as Cryus, and it's up to them because nobody's getting paid. If they're getting paid, I'd make them do content, but nobody's getting paid, so I'm not going to, you know, force them to take time out of their day. They're all in school. They all have work to do. They all have jobs. So, you know, I'm not going to force them to do that at this stage yet, to create content and whatnot. If they want to build their personal brands, by all means do it. Lots of them stream. Some of them, like Zuki, creates YouTube videos and all that. Lots of them put stuff up on TikTok, which is great. So it's just like up to them to build their personal brands. I will want them to do it. I will stress the importance of it, but I'm not going to take more time out of their day. I want them to practice, to be a really solid team so we can win a lot. And then us as the organization can make content. And the next announcement actually is that we have our first ever content creator. His name's Little Big Man T, and he streams on Twitch once in a while, and also he's really big on TikTok. So that's the main focus he has, is being our TikTok creator, which is awesome. So we're trying to figure out exactly what it means to be a content creator on Cryus. But what I'm thinking right now, again, since nobody's getting paid, which is the part that sucks because I want to pay people, But since we can't right now, it's mainly just you're part of an organization. You know, we're not even huge yet, but we do have, you know, a bit of legitimacy because we are a registered business. We're a corporation, you know, and we do have a couple other people like Alex and myself are kind of building the org. So it's like a bit more of an umbrella. We have a competitive team. So it's kind of nice for a creator. It's somewhere where, you know, we also make YouTube videos. So then that we have a bit of a community that we're building. Little Big Man also has a bit of a community that he has. So it's kind of like just cross-pollinating between communities and trying to build up both, which is what the content creator is kind of going to be used for as of now. So if we have content under Cryus, we might have him in some videos. If we have the team playing, we'll get him to just be interactive on social media with us. You know, for TikToks, he can create TikToks using the Cryus Gaming custom decal or car skins, so it's custom for us. He can use that now. He can also create videos with our other players if he wants. He can take part in our streams now. So it's basically like he's a part of our community. He's part of the Cryus crew. So that opens up the door for him to have this opportunity to create more content and to have people to create content with. And then we can also use him for content, but it's not so much like he's going to use he's going to upload on our TikTok account, because we are going to keep creating content. It's just we might take some of his clips, you know, and make an edit, or he can make edits from our other guy's clips for his own TikTok. He can promote on TikTok. He can just keep doing what he's doing, but he can tell people he's part of an esports organization now. So that kind of just also adds legitimacy on his end, which is pretty exciting. So those are the biggest announcements that we've made. He's also going to do some casting for us. And then back to Coach Lemon, because I realized I didn't finish off what I was going to say about him, is he's going to be our coach. He's done it before. He's already looked at some replays from the team from a few weeks ago. So they're going to have a replay review sometime this weekend, which is great. And he's also a sub. Like I said, he can be a second sub player. So he's going to also take part in some scrims. He's also going to take part in a couple of tournaments. So they're doing a really good job now of like interacting with each other, running it on their own, just underneath us. So that way Alex and I don't need to be there every second to try to like run it in a sense. They are doing a really good job on their own to continue improving, to enter tournaments, to enter leagues, keeping track of it. We have a sub now to play. We have a coach now to play who's also a sub. So it's really good stuff that we're working with right now with our team. And now we can start building out Cryus Gaming as a whole with content and also just with these different business ideas that we have. And another fun part, since Alex and I are competing in the Indie Gaming League, I don't know if I mentioned this before in the podcast, but I'm actually going to be competing with Alex, who's the other co-founder of Cryus Gaming, in Indie Gaming League 2v2 Tier 5 Fall Circuit, which starts, I think, this week, which means that the Tier 5, so our team, when they competed in the summer, they were Tier 1. We were supposed to be Tier 6, which is like one of the lowest ones, but there was not enough players in it, so now we're in Tier 5, which means it's the ranks. If you don't know ranks, it's okay. But basically, it goes bronze, silver, gold, plat, diamond, champ, grand champ, supersonic legend. That's not very important. Don't worry about that. But I'm rank gold 3. So I'm like almost middle of the pack. Alex is ranked plat 3. So he's a little higher than me. The people that we're going to be playing in this league are all above my rank and even a little bit above Alex's rank. So we're going to be like the complete underdogs in this. But it's going to be fun. We're going to stream it when we're playing. It's a 2v2, like I said. So just Alex and I. We kind of did it as a joke because our team got banned from the Indie Gaming League because in the summer, well, just for one circuit, because in the summer during playoffs, they played a team. We got swept. So we were all mad and didn't report the scores. And the other team, for some reason, didn't report the scores that they won. And when you don't report scores, you get banned from the next circuit. So that's all it was. It was because nobody said who won, which is just funny to me, because like, why, if you won, wouldn't you want to be the one to put that in? Like, immediately I'd put in, oh, we won 3-0 or 4-0, but whatever, nobody did, so we got banned from that circuit. So now, just as a joke, Alex and I are going to compete in it, but also for content, because we're going to stream it. And then also Coach Lemon had the idea of, or I think Zuki did, I don't know who did, but anyways, we're gonna have Coach Lemon do a few coaching sessions when we're streaming for us, because we're so bad in twos that it'll be beneficial, and B, it's also fun content. So we're gonna also do that, which is great. What I'm trying to say is we have a solid team. We have some good stuff we're going into some leagues. We have a content creator, so things are moving, and it's stuff you love to see. Now another update that we have is just we streamed for the first time. Well, I streamed on it because Alex was working, but I streamed for the first time on the Cryus Gaming Twitch channel in like a month, because when we were looking for our full roster and trying to get a creator and do all this, we didn't want to stream because we didn't really have any anything to stream. We also weren't tweeting updates when the team was playing or anything because our official team wasn't together yet. So none of those announcements had been made. So we're just like, let's just wait till we have a solid team. Then we'll start saying when they're playing again. Then we'll start streaming again because we'll have a solid squad ready to go. And now that that's all set, that's all settled, we were able to stream again, and it was really fun. So what we're going to start doing is streaming their scrims, because, you know, remember last week, if you didn't listen to the podcast episode about issues of the esports, go listen to that right now. It's just last week's episode, episode number 20. And one of the biggest issues is that you can't freaking stream stuff, because a lot of the time it's the other teams don't want to do stuff, or the leagues don't have specific rules, or whatever the case is. It's very hard to stream games from leagues, and it's very frustrating, but that's the way it is right now. So the way to combat that is we are going to stream our scrims, but make it look professional, because at the end of the day, it's still really good gameplay. Nobody's going to hear the comms from our players because they're going to be watching our stream, and on our stream, it's going to look like a professional broadcast. We're going to have our custom scoreboard up there. It's going to be like best of sevens. They can keep playing after if they want, but you know, for the sake of the stream, it's going to be best of sevens. So it's going to be like a little tournament. And it's going to be against people that we know or that we've confirmed that we're going to stream beforehand, because it's our scrims that we're running. It's going to be Cryos Gaming scrims. So that's what we're going to be doing. And we had one the other day and we did really good in the scrims. We streamed it. But that was just kind of a fun one just to be back. And then after that, I ran some 1v1 tournaments. And it was really successful. The best part is when you have that conversion. I think that's the right word. The conversion of someone who either randomly pops into the stream from just seeing it on the feed, or if somebody who is on Rocket League and joins the tournament and joins the stream. So we had one guy who joined the stream, and then I got him to go into the tournaments, then he followed, then he would join our Discord server. So that's really great when that happens, right? When you're streaming and then somebody likes your content, they follow you, they start entering your tournaments, and then they also go out of their way to join your server or to follow you on social media. That's like the ultimate goal that you want. And you want it to be vice versa too. So if we have people on social media, we want them to also go to our stream, follow, and enter our stuff. So what I'm trying to say is it was a good stream. We're going to do more of those, and we're going to refine it a lot more as well. And we're hoping to keep expanding soon. And by that, I mean we want to either have an academy team for Rocket League, which is like slightly lower tiers, or we want to have, I don't know if we could have a collegiate team, because like we ourselves are like a private organization who aren't under a university or a college. But that's also an option. Or we want to try a new game as well, because at the end of the day, as Cryos, we don't want to just be a Rocket League org. We want to be bigger than that. We just started with Rocket League. So we're trying to figure out what the best option is. And we also want to get at least one more content creator who maybe focuses more on YouTube or just focuses a lot more on streaming. So we can have a couple of people who have specific specialties. So like I said, Little Big Man is really good on TikTok. He has like 5,000 followers. He might even have more than that now. His TikToks get a lot of views, a lot of engagement. He goes live on there sometimes just to talk with his followers and stuff, which is great. And then once in a while, he'll also stream. I mean, his streams are pretty good. It's just the viewership's not there yet, which is okay. But, you know, we want somebody who's maybe more established to be a streamer for us or something like that. To have, instead of having one person who does everything, because that's very hard to find, or, you know, pressuring them to do something they might not want to do, like make YouTube videos and they just like making TikToks, or, you know, they just like streaming and don't want to force them to do something they don't want to do. So instead of that, we're going to try to have a couple of people who specialize in different areas. So we'll have a TikTok creator with Little Big Man. We might have a TikTok streamer. Well, that's kind of what he is. But then somebody who focuses more on Twitch or something, and somebody maybe who likes to make YouTube videos or whatever and is more established. So we have a nice variety. And then a couple more people that we have. It's also nice because then if we're streaming, we can have a couple of people in it, or on YouTube videos, we can have a couple more people in it. But we also want to expand to new games, so that would also come with new territory, and we need more help with that because we're becoming more established in the Rocket League community. We also have a lot of good people to help us with that, but now it's a matter of if it's a new game, we have to kind of do that all again. So we've learned a lot from Rocket League that we could apply to other games, and obviously we're gonna keep our Rocket League team. Like, we're gonna still compete in Rocket League. I really like Rocket League. It's just we want to also be competing in another game and grow a bigger community. So that's what I was trying to say as well last week about building community. Is it's like we want to build a community in the game that it is, because that's how you build fans and stuff. Like Rocket League community, we want to build up, but then we also want to build the Cryos's community, and the people who like Cryos might be ones who like Valorant. If we get a Valorant team, let's say, do they really like Valorant, or they really like our academy team or Rocket League or our creativeness, whatever it is, they like us as an org, or us as people running the org. Because sometimes in esports, people, it's not like traditional sports where people are like live or die by the one team that it is, you know, live and breathe that team. It's more like they like the players on the team or they like the people who are running it. So that's why we want to be very transparent. We want to be out there, like literally as myself, as an owner of this organization, I want to be out there. So people like me, they might like the org and they might stick around depending whatever players we get or whatever games we go into. So hopefully that's it. Hopefully I'm a likable enough person. Hopefully some of you guys out there listening or watching are like, you know what, Jordan's pretty cool and I like his passion and I like what he's doing. So, you know, I'll support Caius. And hey, that's what I love to see. But yeah, we'll see how it goes. Anyways, we're about halfway through, so I want to talk about some creativity. But really quick, I'm going to stop my camera and I'm going to stop talking for 1 second. And let's hope that I can edit this together, folks. I worked really nicely last week, but I'm scared because this is a new software that I don't know how to use. So without any further ado, I'm going to end the podcast. This is just for me. The podcast isn't ending for you. For me, I'm ending the podcast right now to turn off my camera. Okay, we are back. Okay, hopefully this works. Hopefully I figured that out in post-production, so it should be seamless for you guys. Hopefully. If not, I apologize, and we'll figure out what happens from here. Now let's talk a bit about creativity. So that was a lot about Caius. Hope you guys enjoyed that part if you like esports. And if you still like esports and you want to keep listening, by all means, keep listening. If not, I totally get it. So this one's going to be a bit of a shorter section. I mainly want to talk about Caius, but I just wanted to give some updates and stuff. So what I'm going to do on this main YouTube channel, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had a podcast episode all about how to grow on YouTube and how I failed and stuff and how I haven't been able to find inspiration or motivation to like make my own content or how I haven't followed my own, not rules, but my own recommendations, my own advice. And I think I've just realized I'm still at that point right now where I just don't know what to film. I don't have a passion for anything besides esports and stuff, but like we're already creating content for that. And I don't know what other content to create for that right now because I don't necessarily want it to be like gaming content, but you know, we can't do behind the scenes. We can't do vlogs or anything because everything that I do is over on my computer, like right over there, you know, and that's the issue that I had mainly is everything we're doing is remotely right now. And everything that happens is online. Even our events and stuff, we don't have in-person events for me to go to. We don't have any of that stuff. So it's really hard for me to like vlog and do stuff like that on this channel because it would just be me sitting at my computer. Plus I have a full-time job right now. So finding time to do that in and of itself is a bit complex. I kind of just want to get to work and by get to work, I mean work on Caius when I'm done work and stuff and not have to worry about filming. So that's kind of difficult. And I just don't have a passion for really anything else at the moment. Like maybe I need to go and find what that passion is. So I should probably join some clubs or just, you know, get out there and just find, do something at least once a week, you know, just a variety of things just to find out what I might like. And if I find a passion for something, then maybe I'll start filming about it. But, you know, I think I need to do that myself first without the pressure of trying to film YouTube videos all the time. So what this main YouTube channel now is going to be is just going to be the podcast for a bit. You know, I was trying to do it where I would film the podcast and then in between once a week, I'd have a different video and then the podcast and a different video, then the podcast and the different video, right? So it'd be some nice balance. But even those videos I was making in between, like I just could never think of something to make. I can always think of something to talk about on the podcast. That's not an issue. And I like filming the podcast. You know, I like filming it, but that's just a small part of it. I also just like doing it for audio. Like that's how I listen to it. But the video component is there. So that way people can watch it or, you know, I might get more views on it. Sometimes it fluctuates for viewership, like listening versus on YouTube. But what I'm trying to say is that I'm just going to keep posting the podcast for now on my main YouTube channel. So that way, at least on that channel, I'm not taking a hiatus. I'm not doing nothing. It's still the podcast, which I've been doing for a few months now visually, and I mean for even longer, 21 episodes audio only. So that's what I'm going to do. So at least something's up. People can still watch it if they want. Maybe the podcast will pick up. Maybe it won't, but that's okay because I'm going to do it anyways. I like doing it. So that's what I'm just going to post until I find a passion, until I have a really nice video I want to post. So maybe 1 week, you know, after the podcast later in the week, there will be a different video, but I don't want to put myself to this schedule where I have to post a video once a week that's not the podcast because it's just never going to be what I want it to be until I find what I want it to be. Hopefully that makes sense. I don't know if it does. I also say that a lot. Hopefully it makes sense. That's a word or a phrase that I like to use a lot. Another reason that I actually felt comfortable with making this decision is because just yesterday I saw a video by a YouTuber named Lahwf. L-A-H-W-F. His name's Andrew Hale. And, you know, he has like a couple million subscribers. And basically a few years ago, he was like a really good YouTube prankster. He would get millions of views per video. He'd just go to campuses and like just do awkward pranks, like nothing harmful. It was just goofy pranks. And I used to watch him all the time when I was younger and stuff. And he was really big and made a lot of money off YouTube. But he's also himself is like a really like introverted person, just a really relaxed guy. I find a lot of similarities between myself and him, except my channel didn't blow up and his did a few years ago. So basically what I'm trying to say is he's on the tail end of his YouTube channel. Like his views and stuff are low as they've ever been. And he acknowledges that. And the videos that he makes now are just him sitting in front of the camera for like 10 minutes just talking about stuff. And I kind of like relate to that. And what his YouTube video was just yesterday was I got a job. So basically what he did is the first time in like 10 years, because obviously YouTube was his main source of income, his main source of everything. He got a part-time job working a couple shifts a week just at a factory because, like I said, he's an introvert. He doesn't need to be doing stuff with people all the time for a job. And he said that he felt like a lot of comfort with that. He's also like quite a bit older than me. But, you know, he did that because he said then he can just make YouTube videos and not have to put out YouTube videos he doesn't want to make just to get views, right? Because he knows that if he put out a certain video, he would get a lot of views that pay for the bills. But he doesn't want to make those prank videos or any of those other types of videos anymore. He just likes to do the ones where he just sits in front of the camera, where he does like relaxing vlogs or interviews people. And sometimes they just don't get as much views, right? Because the people that first subscribed to his channel wanted to see prank videos. And when he stopped doing those, they stopped watching, right? Similarity with mine, not to the same extent. People subscribe because they want to see skateboarding videos. I don't post skateboarding videos. They don't watch. So in order to combat that, he got a part-time job, and then he just said that that really helped him because then he has a steady paycheck coming in, but he also has enough time to still film and do YouTube what he likes, which he likes, rather. And it kind of made me think, you know what, maybe I will just, because I do have a full-time job, which is a bit different because most of my time is at the freaking job. It's crazy working a full-time job. I've never had one. Well, I have had them before, but only for like the summer or whatever. It's a lot, you know, you're there a lot of the time, most of the time's there. And so it's a little harder to film videos. If I had a really big passion for something and whatever, then yes, it would be easier, but it's a little more difficult because I don't have that passion for something right now, that inspiration, that motivation to like make a certain type of video besides this podcast. So I realized, you know what, let's just focus on the podcast for right now, not have any stress. It's okay. I'm still getting a paycheck. I'm still, you know, working on Cryos. And that's the other thing, because then it gives me an opportunity to put more effort into Cryos, because all I'm doing is this podcast. It's done. It's easy. And I enjoy doing it. And then I can focus on making content for Cryos or building the business or just building a community, whatever it is, build Cryos up as well. And then maybe once Cryos gets built up, then I can start creating content about it on my YouTube channel, and then everything will work out. But I think right now it's too hard to create content about it because it's too small or things aren't happening yet or it's online. So the podcast is what I'm going to be doing. Those who are listening, it's not going to impact you at all because I've been doing the podcast like this for months, like every week for the past long time. I don't even know past long time, since like April, I think. So that part's not going to change, obviously. It's just more for the viewers who are watching this. It's just going to be the podcast for a bit. And it has been for a couple of weeks. But I made that decision yesterday where I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get myself stressed out about trying to film videos or not be happy with the videos I'm going to film or taking time to film and it's just not working and I'm not happy with them or they don't get the views that I hope that they would have. I'm just going to do the podcast. It's easy. It's simple. I don't need to worry. I can get my paycheck from my job for right now, build Cryos, and hopefully eventually I can take this full time or make money again from it, whatever the capacity is. But yeah, so that's what I'm going to be doing as the main thing. Because, yeah, once I find inspiration, I'll start to do other videos. Or maybe once Cryos picks up, I'll start to do more videos about that. But for the time being, I don't want to get myself stressed or get worked up about it or, you know, get depressed creatively about not fulfilling that need. This podcast is a great way to do that. I can vent. I can rant. We can talk about stuff. We can complain. We can also share, you know, exciting things that are happening in the gaming world, in Cryos, in esports, in creativity, in business. If I ever want to start doing that angle, I don't know if I will. But we'll see. We'll see. This podcast has ever changed. When I first started it, it was just going to be about gaming, right? Just about esports. And then I was like, you know, I'll do it about esports and businesses, like small businesses. And then I was like, I don't really know if I care that much about doing it with other small businesses. I kind of just like focusing on like me, my business, and my creativity. And that's where creativity started to flood into a bit because I was like, hey, I like creativity too. Like that's sometimes I don't have anything to talk about with gaming. But I always have something to talk about with creativity and with gaming and with esports, right? And then when I started doing this format where I kind of do half and half, simply because my SD card, I actually almost like these podcasts better because everybody gets a bit of something, right? I had one of my players, Zuki, actually, who was like, hey, man, I like your podcasts better when you talk about just gaming. And that makes sense because obviously that's what he likes. He likes esports. He likes gaming. He likes Cryos. He's a part of the Cryos crew. He's our player. So he likes when I talk about that. he doesn't like it as much when I talk about creativity, because that's not what he's like into. And I totally get that. And then that's when it kind of like occurred to me. I was like, why don't I just maybe make each episode about a bit of everything? So instead of having one 40-minute episode, unless I have a lot to talk about just gaming or esports, or just about creativity, maybe let's do this thing where I talk for a little bit about esports and give updates and talk about this. And then another half of the podcast, the end, I'll talk a little bit. Oh my goodness, I don't even know what I just did there. I can't even speak at the moment. My brain's moving faster than my mouth is. And then the other half of the podcast, we can talk about creativity and stuff. So it's a little bit it's the best of both worlds, as Hannah Montana would say. So that's also why I enjoy doing it. Last thing is that, like I kind of mentioned earlier, I'm still adjusting to being an adult, living on my own, having to pay bills, having to work a full-time job. So lots of times when I get, you know, home from work, I have to cook myself food. I'm also tired. And then I have to go to bed early, because I have to wake up early and do it all again for 5 days in a row. So that's also where it's hard to film videos, not on a weekend, because in the evening and stuff, I'm just tired. I want to work a bit on Cryos, or like we might be streaming and stuff, and I don't have time to film a video, and I'm not inspired to film videos on my own channel. This podcast is easy. I do it on the weekends. Throughout the week, I work on Cryos, and on the weekend, I work on Cryos. We do some streams once in a while, so I'm just adjusting to that, right? Because you're kind of, as an adult, you're kind of tired all the time, you know? Because, you know, after work, you're kind of just tired. You just want to relax. Then on the weekends, you have errands to run. You have to grocery shopping. You have to cook for yourself still. So it's like things are kind of just always happening. You have to pay bills now, you know? Not that that impacts making videos, because it's not my source of income. I have a job for that, but still, it's like you have to think, oh, I got to pay my hydro bill or my electricity bill, which I am, my internet. Just things pop up that you got to keep track of. And just the one last point that I had was tough to balance Cryos and creative, which would be my own creativity, because like I said, when you're an adult, you have things to do, or a job to go to that takes you, you know, out of your place for 8-9 hours a day. And then, you know, you get back, got to cook for yourself. It takes an hour sometimes. And then you want to relax and stuff and do it all. You got to do it all again. It's really tough to balance also working on Cryos while having a full-time job while doing my own personal creativity. So by just doing this podcast, it's an easy way for me to fulfill an aspect of my personal creativity, to keep posting on YouTube, to keep having that podcast up on the listening platforms, which I enjoy doing a lot. And then that leaves more time for me to work on Cryos, do some creative stuff for Cryos, try to build the business so we can get that going. So I think this is a good decision all around, and we're getting used to it, but I think it's gonna work. Anyways, that's gonna be the end of the podcast for today. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I really hope I can figure out this editing software. I've only used it once before, like I said. So fingers crossed it works out. If you're watching this, it worked. If you're listening, it worked. If it's a little jumpy or whatever audio-wise, it's because I didn't figure it out perfectly. Or if visually something's a little out of sync, it's because I screwed something up somehow. Anyways, have a good one. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being supportive. And yeah, we're figuring things out as we go, folks. I'll see you next time. Bye.